The Aver Kli, this is a difficult shtick gemara. Tough it, huh? Okay, the bottom of the Omid, Omer Av Chizda, Omer Av Yumi, Barabe. The bottom of Chofei, Omer Alef. Omer Av Chizda, Omer Abbe, Omer Av Yumi, Barabe. This is a hemshach of what we learned, that you have to be mekabel the blood from the Dam HaPal, directly from the Pal. HaShechet Tzorich Sheyitein Voridin L'toich HaKli. You have to put the Voridin into the Kli. To put the Voridin into the Kli. Simple, L'toich HaKli means in the Kli, but if you look at Rasha seems to learn, it doesn't mean Mamish L'toich HaKli. Because Rashi's lashon here is l'toich hakli, the nehavi kabola mehapar shapir, v'hai toich lav dafke, t'olo yefsha, elo al aviro yishol toich kli. Rashi learns you have to put it, meaning you have to put the voridin parallel to the top of the kli. So the voridin is the veins in the neck, when the simonim, where the blood is coming out, you have to move. The kli shouldn't be here. The kli should be right under the voridin. Okay. What's a chilik if you're fast? What's the chilik if you shecht it and then afterwards you go like that? You have to. Well, that's what the gemara is going to handle with. But saying the kli has to be here. Now the Rambam here says l'toich hakli. He says that is mashma yimamish need in the kli itself. If you look at the Lashon HaRambam, v'tzorech lekabel iskaven lekabel kol adam. Zok the Rambam halacha ches. This is ma'ase kabbonis perikdal halacha ches. Keitzar uoyse oichiz asimone biyodoi umoitzion im avoridin lotoich hamizrok. V'sheichet shnayim, oyroiv shnayim, kidei sheiskabel adam kuli bekli. So the Rambam is clear that you have to put the blood into the veins and the simonim into the kli itself. So it's not enough, the way Rashi says, l'chayra, to hold the kli below. You have to actually put the voridin into the kli. That's the lashon of Rambam. Doesn't so much flow with the Hemshech HaGemara. Eh? But, so in a way, the Rambam is machmer over Rashi. Rashi is learning you just have to have the kli positioned in the proper place to be mekabel the blood. It's no good to put it in afterwards. Because otherwise, you're missing from Dam HaPah. We'll see why. What's the difference if you put it right away? Or you put it. What's a chilik? And the Rambam is learning that the voridim have to be in the kli. But the Lashon HaRambam is because that the reason why he has to be in the Kli Zok the Rambam is for a different reason. He says, V'tzorich l'skaven l'kabel kol adam. So this is Zalman Meltzer and the other Achwenim understand that it's a different reason. Meaning, Rashi learns it's part of the Hemshech of the last sugya that you need directly Dam HaPah. And for some reason, if the kli is not under the voridim and the simonim at the time when the blood is coming out, it's not a chsoron of Dam HaPah. And the Rambam is learning it's midin kol adam. It's a mistama adin de rabbonon to make sure you get all the blood. So the way to do it is to keep it in the kli. You make sure nothing sprays away. You get all the blood. The Rambam is more of a practical thing. So although the Rambam is more machmer than Rashi, The Achronim understand that there could potentially be a Chumrah to Rashi over the Rambam. Because Rashi is learning the reason why you have to do it is so it should be called Hamapah. Which, that din is Mahakev. If it's not Hamapah, it's possible. The Halacha that you have to be Mekabel Kol Adam, we had that's not Mahakev, if you remember. You just have to be Mekabel Adam Shir HaZoya. L'chatchili, you have to be Mekabel all the blood. But it's not Mahakev. So there's a chum and a kul in each sheet, the way they understand. Devin Ozel says no. He's Medayik and Rashi a little bit different. He wants to say, he starts off with this chiluk, but then he says, even according to Rashi, it's only the Rabbon, or l'chatchila. Because if you look at the words of Rashi, the top Rashi, in Chofer Amad Beis, he says, Dinahavi Kabbalah me'apah shapia. What's a shapia? Rashi should say, Dinahavi Kabbalah me'apah, period. So Dr. Bissa Zalman, Rashi says, no, Dinahavi Kabbalah me'apah shapia. Is mashma that Rashi agrees that even if the kli would be a little lower, it would still be considered tamapal. Just this is better. It's better it should be all the way up, and you get it right before it goes into the air. That's better. But Rashi, the Evan Ozel's learned that even according to Rashi, it's also not makif. Okay? According to the Rambam L'Chayr, it's definitely not makif, because the Rambam is saying it's only als kol adam. Yeah. No, just... Yeah, but you put the veridim. The veridim, once you shech the veridim, they're movable. So you put them into the clay. Really? That would be a balmifus. I don't know how you would do that, but before we look at the Rambam, I don't know how you would do that. Yossi, you're very talented, but I don't think even you could do that. I don't even think you could do it. Kate said, "Why? So oiches asimanim biyodei. When are you oiches the simanim?"
Before the shkita.
Really?
Yeah, because then he says, "V'shoyich et shnayim oyrot."
How do you hold the simanim before you shechet? You're outside the behemah. You're outside the behemah.
The second test, he says, "Aver akli harayim."
How do you ever saw an animal? Could you grab the simanim before you shechet? What? It's not accessible. Doctor, is this possible?
No.
The doctor says, not try. The Rambam Poshet means it's all happening together. Meaning, you're as you're shechting. Because there's not supposed to be any hefsek between the shechita and the putting in the veridin. So what you're basically doing is you're cutting. It's not really backwards, because you have to penetrate the neck. That's not yet the shechita. It's not the halachic shechita. It's the shechita, meaning till you start cutting, you can't get a hold of the siman.
The Rambam was saying exactly what the Rav said to begin with, that the veridin
have
to be positioned perpendicular.
That's Rashi.
Why is that not the Rambam also?
Because the Rambam says, L'toicha mizrok. That we'll see. We'll get that. We didn't get the Aver Kli in the sugya. We'll get the Aver Kli. But right now, at this point, he says, Oiches Simanim Biyadai, Umoitzion Im Avoridim. And you take it out with the Voridim, L'toich HaMizrok, into the Mizrok. Not L'mala Min HaMizrok. Rashi, the Gemara says L'toich. The Gemara says L'toich HaKli. So Rashi goes out of his way to say, no, it doesn't mean L'toich HaKli. That's not L'maisa. We'll see. We're going to get to the next halach. That's the Gemara. We'll see the Hemshech HaGemara. Pasha Rashi means the Metzias is not shaykh to take the veridim and stick it into the kli. We'll see. We're going to get to this. Zok down. Itmar Nami Amar Avasi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Voridim tzorich sheyiru. Avir HaKli. The Voridim have to see the Avir of the Kli. Now this would fit with either way of learning. It has to fit, because you can look at Avir HaKli as the space that's in the walls of the kli. If you look at Avar Kli, is the space that's above the kli. So this goes either way of learning. Now again, Rabbi Zalman learns that according to the Rambam, it means mamish in the kli itself. And this is where the Rambam, when you're talking about Avar Kli, you'll see this is the whole Hemshech HaSugya. Boy minei revasi me Rabbi Yechanan. Hoyo mekabel, if the Kohen was being mekabel the blood, v'nifchas shulei mizrok, and now the walls of the Kli, Kabbalah, of the Mizrok, that he's being mekabel the blood with, broke. The floor of the Kli, the bottom, broke. So in other words, L'chaira, the blood never landed in the kli. The blood went through the kli, went right to the ground. That's how Rashi is misakim the sugya, that if you hold, this is called a kabbalah, you can now gather the blood from the floor. Because we know that once the blood is niskabel b'kli, then even if it's nishpach, you can gather it. You can only not gather the blood on the floor if it was never niskabel b'kli. So you hear what happened there? So the kli broke, and now this is before the blood actually here dam lavir. Mao. Okay. Avir she'ein soifer lenuach kimunach domi. Do we look at it like it already landed in the kli? Here a chiddush. And the way Rashi seems to learn, now you would be able to gather that blood from the floor. And use it? Or do we look at it like it's not munach? Wasn't considered a kabbalah. Now this is all the blood that's above the hole. So the Evan Hazel here says, I don't understand. Once it goes into the kli, vayis the chois from the gemara, it's kosher. In other words, if the blood already went into the kli, now the bottom broke, everybody would hold its kosher. That's not the shayla. The shayla here is the bottom broke when the blood was here. So according to Rashi, that fits, because Rashi learns the whole sugya is not where you put the cup in, where the vagidin are in the cup. So that makes sense. There's always airspace. So while it wasn't that airspace, the bottom broke and the blood went through. But if the blood would have already gone into the kli, then it would have broken and be kosher. Chaznish says he doesn't understand what's going on here. The Brisker Rav says the only way to understand that is to say that there's no inyan b'chlal that the blood should hit the bottom. Right? Whenever we talk about Kabbalah, it means the airspace. He says, what do you mean? It's a beferish Gemara Menachos. The Gemara talks about a mincha, a kemetz, that you were medavik b'dofnei hakli, that you stuck it to the sides of the kli, that it may not be good, because it didn't go to the bottom. That's much better than Hilachera. You have a good kli, everything is perfect. But instead of putting it on the bottom, you stuck it to the side walls. Here it's also not safe for the Noach. Here it's also not safe for the Noach. So here also would have been if I didn't stick it to the side. What do you mean? I put it to the cleave before I stuck it to the side. Oh, okay. I could pull the cleave away too if I want, no? So anyway, the Chazanish doesn't understand this whole thing. He says the whole thing makes no sense. That there should be a Kabbalah's cleave, that the blood went right on the floor. And it should be called that it was niskabel. Makes no sense. It's not even a kli. It's not a kli at all. It's not a kli at all. It's not a kli. So what even happened? Now, to make this even more complicated, so the Evan Ozel here says like this. He says, Avadi says the whole suffix is if it's on top of the Mizrak. Avalacha shenichlas adam la'avir t'fanis ha-Mizrak ein shaykh lodu mezekla kivit shekvah nifchas ha-Mizrak v'enich oed l'kadosh adam. He says, yeah. So what's going on? He says. So Al Kochach, he says you have to say that according to the Rambam in the Chlami, it's not Mak, it fits with what we said in the Rambam. The Rambam holds that L'chatchila, you should put the Vohidin in the Kli. You don't have to put the Vohidin in the Kli. So when the Rambam continues, Yossi, this Rambam that you're talking about, Aver Kli, Areyu Kli, Oyo Makabal Adam, Vidif Chashulem, Zekom Shigil Avim, 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 Zekom Shigil Avim. The Rambam is saying here, Meikah Adin, meaning, the Rambam in Halacha Ches is giving us a L'chatchila. L'chatchila, you have to put the Vohidin in the Kli. But that's Avadin, Avadin. If you don't do that, it's kosher. Nobody's even debating that. The Rambam says you should do that in order to have the Maila, she's Kabul Kol Adam. That's not Ma'akif. That's not Ma'akif because B'chlal, you don't have to be Makabul Kol Adam. So now the Rambam in Halacha Tes brings the other Shaila where it's Ma'akif. So that the Rambam says, Aver Kli Areyu Kli. And therefore, Makabal Dam and Nifchashuli Amizu Kodesh Yilav Amizu Kanifchas Loi Niskalish Adam Shavin Sevil Noach Eni Kamunachto. Right? But if the Kli would have broken after, then Taka would have been good enough. Taka would have been good enough. That's up to Ramba. Nifchas Shule Amizu Kodem Shenif Sheyagia Adam Lavir Amizu Kanifchas Loi Niskalish Adam. But if the blood would have already made it into the kli, but just didn't land on the bottom, that is kosher. That's Dr. Rambam. Now, interesting, Rashi by us, it's a fascinating Rashi. Rashi learns, so the whole thing is one big plea here. Why would that be good enough? Why would the blood in the air be good enough? Especially as David said, the kli got a hole. So what is it? So it's nothing now. Not a kli, it's garbage. You're not holding a kli anymore. No, it's not a kli anymore. It's not a kli anymore. As soon as the kli got a hole on the bottom, it's not a kli. You're holding nothing. It's like the Maaser, they say Rav Shach, he once was at Rav Shabbos, he bought a watermelon. He was thinking and learning. Rav Shach was thinking and learning. He was a different planet. And he was walking, it fell out. He was walking around the streets like this. And he was thinking and learning. The watermelon fell out, he was still out of his hand like that. If you knew Rav Shach, you could envision it. Now, Lamaisa, right now you're holding nothing. I mean, it looks like you're holding something, but it's nothing. So, L'chaira, what's the Gemara Shaila? Well, maybe it's already called Niskabel when? L'chaira in the airspace. That'll be the only, I mean, because after all, there's no difference between here and here if the Kli has a hole on the bottom. This is nothing. You could, for the same matter, throw the kli away and just hold your hand there like that. Because that's really what you're doing. There's a decoration on your hand. It could even be that the kli should be now a chatzitza. It's not a kli shor, it's not nothing. Right? But if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Rashi dechmashma, that it has to be that the kli actually gadam lavir mizrok lebein defne mizrok poich adam lamalo. Right? That's the beginning. Avashain Sofil Nuch Kigoin Hai. Shasidim Shula of Lipol. Ad Shalo Yanuach Damu Soichoi. Kimunach Domi. Vahavale Kimoishin is Kabo Vanishbach. The Kosheloys. Right? So Trashi. Ukshigi Adamu Avir Devon Yisea. Ad Shalo Nifchas of Shula. Loi mi boy. The Kimishin Nichnas Soichon. Havi Kabo. If the hole happened, so in other words, the whole shaila of the Gemara is the blood taka went down, and the blood went through the kli, the broken kli. Right? The blood went through the broken kli. If it would have gone through the kli before the thing broke, we wouldn't have a shaila. The reason why we have a shaila is because it went through after the kli broke. So then, what's the whole shaila? Just take the kli, throw it in the garbage. What difference does it make that it went through a broken kli? You have one shaila. When you shech the neck of the animal, do we look at the blood that's coming down like it already landed for some reason? I mean, the stipulus at Tzal in his Chidushim in his Shiurim, he says, that's a shaila in Gan Shas. Oymid Lizrik Kesorok Domi, Oymid Lizrik Kesorov Domi. That's an old Shas. What's new over here? And we Paskin, we don't say Oymid Lizrik Kesorok Domi. If Shimon holds that way, we don't. So Stam the stipler asks, that this is the chashash shaila, and it doesn't relate to our sugya per se, and we paskin oimid lizrik lav kizorik domi. Right? Stop that. That's Rav Shach's kash. That's the disciples' kash. But I'm saying something else here. I'm saying the Gemara minei ubei is a pella, because the Gemara is assuming that if the blood went down, if we look at the blood like it already landed, so even though the kli became puzzle before the blood went into the defnei kli, it's kosher, because Rashi says we look at it like the blood's already in the kli, and therefore it's kosher. Now if it goes on the floor, no problem, kosher. Says Rashi. But then the kli is not playing any role. You should have the same shaila. Stam, a kohen is holding a kli, and the kli dropped before the blood got into it. That's what happened here. When the floor of the kli dropped, what happened in Lomdus is that the kli dropped. Because there is no kli. There's an illusion of a kli now. There is no kli. So the Gemara could have a much better shaila. The Gemara shaila like this. The kohen comes, he pulls the mizruk. And the kli, after the blood left the animal, the kli dropped out of the hand of the kohen. But it's no good over there. There is no shaila. The whole shaila here, the Gemara has is the blood went into the walls of the kli, but it went in after the hole was there. And the Gemara could have had a much better shaila. The Gemara could have had a shaila if there's no kli at all. The kohen had full das to be makabel the blood. He took a kli. He held it nicely under there with all the finer kavanas. And right before the blood went into the kli, it dropped. So the blood already was miskabel b'kli. And now the terrace is over there. Everybody agrees it's possible. There's not even a havamina. The question is why? So I want you to know the chazanish comes here. Let me read you a chazanish. Chazanish is choylik with the sugi. With the sugi, not the sugi. The way Rashi learns the sugi. He says it can't be. Chazanish learns that the kli got a hole and you took another kli. You put it under this kli and you makabel the blood. Avada, if you weren't makabel the blood, no shaila. But you were makabel the blood. If the blood would have spilled on the floor, postle, capital P, postle. We're talking about the kli got a hole. And now you put another kli. Do we look at this kli as a hefsek? Now it's not that mapa. That's part of the shaila of the Gemara ear. What's ear space? So here you had something which before was a kli, right? And now that was between the neck and the kli that you ultimately were makabel the blood with. Zokta chazanish. No, Chazanish is Chiddush. Chazanish is not afraid to say Chiddush.
Why can't we say that the force of the blood, the heart pumping, as soon as you
check it? Let's first see the Chazanish. Says the Chazanish, Eich shayach loy ma dechutz lemchitza tzakli yiskadesh. De bevadai loy choshev klishores. What kind of business is this? It's a klishores. The air is a klishores. Has to go into klishores. The whole thing doesn't make sense. Rav Chazanish doesn't even understand if you hold oimid lizrik kizorik domi. It shouldn't work over here. Chazanish says the following. Elo mi boile benifchas shulei akli. This is simin hey sifkotn zayin in Chazanish. He says, Elo mi boile benifchas shulei akli v'kibel ikivan d'loyo yosef l'nuch b'kli sheni. Choshiva avir hefsek legabi kli sheni. You went into your second kli. Oy dilma kol avir atzorich choshiv kimunach b'mokam she'osid lanuach basoy v'loy havi hefsek. That's it. The mighty b'noch b'toich hakli. V'asofik hu di loy havi kimunach. Yeah. Memela Zokdel, that ear space in the middle is kehefsik. That ear space in the middle, meaning we just finished saying that the kli has to be right under the vogiten.
So
Right, Rashi said. Otherwise, the airspace is a hefsek. So now I had airspace. Because now that this bottom broke, so now it's ki'ilu, this was air. But no, since at that time it was needed, so that's the chiddush. We look at it like it went straight from the neck into the klisheni. And that's the azay fresh data. Rashi clearly is not learning that. Rashi learns it went onto the floor, and now you gathered it from the floor. I'm just saying, the Chazon Ish is so baffled by this, that he says the whole thing doesn't segeit nish. It's not shayach. But the biggest question on the sugya is, like I said, if a taka ended on the floor the way Rashi reads, so then what do you need to clear it all? Just give, and clearly from the whole shayla of the Gemara, from the way the Rishonim tied you up, the whole shayla of the Gemara is only where Yutaka had the kli, and ultimately it went into the kli, but it went into the kli after the kli is not a kli. So it didn't go into the kli. There was an illusion that it went into the kli. What do you gain by illusions? Kutchum doesn't have dinim based on illusions. It's an illusion. Right? Based on the illusion, it looks like it went into the kli, but it never did go into the kli.
What can we say that it bottom of the kli or the wall?
The essence, let's go better. The definition of a kli is a clay kibble. So without the Kabbalah, the definition of the kli is gone. So that is no shayla. When the bottom of the kli breaks, it's not a kli. Does it look like one? Yes, it looks like Rabbeinu HaKodesh's boots, right? The gold with no soles. But it's not. There's nothing there. No. No, because then we have no problem. Then we have no problem. The Gemara's whole debate is only Bechiai Gavna, where it was Nifchas, Koidem, Shebodam, Lakli.
No, Koidem that it bought to the bottom of
it. No, Koidem, Shebodam. Did you read the Rashi that I just read?
Yes.
Zok Rashi. Ad Shalohigi Adam Lavir Mizrok, Lebein Doifne Mizrok, Be'oid, Hadam lemalo mehen.
That's exactly what the Rambam is saying, which is consistent with Rashi, is that he's equating the airspace above the rim of the keli to the airspace that's in the keli, because...
So if the keli dropped completely, it would be okay.
No, but then you have no walls. You have to have walls. You have to have part of it.
I'm very confused. You have no walls.
If you have no
kli, you have no walls. If you have no kli, you have no walls. You need walls of a kli, I assume you mean. You don't mean walls of nothing. You need walls of a kli. Do you have walls of a kli?
You had, when the blood started dropping, you had everything you needed.
So when did the blood get kedusha? When did the blood get kedusha? When did the blood get kedusha?
When it left the neck of the animal.
Beautiful.
And it was above.
Beautiful. And it was above.
If you say Soifa Lanuach,
no! The Gemara is saying even if ain't Soifa Lanuach. Avish ain't Soifa Lanuach. Come on, Achdami. That's the Gemara I just read. Avish ain't Soifa Lanuach. Come on, Achdami. That's the whole Gemara here. It's ain't Soifa Lanuach because it broke. It broke before the Kli. Oilah, that's the shayla. If it's kemunach, we're schwitzing only on the kemunach. Why kemunach? We don't have a problem on. We're trying to understand the Gemara shayla. What does it mean? It's kemunach, dummy. So kemunach would mean that the blood gets kedusha in the air. I'm fine with that, by the way. I'm very comfortable with that. I have a different problem. If that's the case, I'm not saying I'm fine with that. But let's say I'm fine. It's the same thing. Oh, but all the Rishonim are saying that the Kedusha, the blood is going to get is when it goes into the Doifnei HaKli, the Pasul Kli. So nothing happened.
It's like, can I ask, what can we say that the case is that when the Kli was, the bottom was there, but the force of the blood opened up.
But the Rishonim say not like that. They say that it broke before the blood entered the airspace of the Kli. Because if it already entered the airspace of the Kli, there's no Shaila. That's the Briskerov's Kasha. The Briskerov's Kasha is that somehow, from the whole sugya, it sounds like once it's in the airspace, then we have a Mazel Tov. So that's all the Rishonim asking. You don't have a Mazel Tov. Has to land on the bottom. Okay, that's the Briskerov's question. And that Yossi wants to say maybe there's a difference between gravity and the bottom and the walls. We could discuss that. That's the Briskerov's kasha. Briskerov's kasha is a different kasha. His kasha is that clearly from the sugya's mashma, according to all versions, including the Rambam, that once the blood entered the chamber of the Kli, then it's good, even if it never landed on the bottom. Then everybody agrees it's good. A whole Gemara Shaila here is, the blood never went into the Kli. And by the time the blood entered the atmosphere of what was once a Kli, there was no more Kli here. So it was no. So for the same money, the Gemara should have a Shaila. If you shech the behemoth, he had a Kli ready, and then no Kli left. The Kohen threw it away. It's gone. But that is not a Shaila in the Gemara. That's Poshut that it doesn't work. What's not only that, the Rishonim are mashma that even if you hold that Avir Shein Sefer Lenuach Kemunach Dami, the Kedusha will happen when it goes into the walls of the non-Kli. What Mechutin is there there? What gain? So we really have two separate difficulties to understand in the sugya. One is Bechlal, what's the lomdus of Avir Shein Sefer Lenuach Kemunach Dami? That's one question. Bechlal, do we ever find in Shah such a concept where you need something to happen? Right, where there's a din, it's not stamped, there's a din for something to happen. Which that's really the question that the Chazon Ish has. Chazon Ish question is, if you go through Shas, all the Oymed things, right? The Oymed things are where you, let's say, Lamashala, Oymed Lisrif Kisarov Tami. What does that mean? That means, if you have something that there's a din now to burn it, so it loses its Cheshivas. Right now, it loses its Cheshivas. Right? If I needed it to be burnt, it wouldn't be like it's burnt. Otherwise, by every Oymed Lisrif, what do you have to burn it for? It's enough that it's Oymed Lisrif. Right? Every Oymed Lisrif. Right? L'moshel, Lulav Shel Asher is puzzle for Lulav. Why? Because it's Oymed Lisrif Kisarov Dam, right? So I want to see your Shaila. So why do you have to burn it for? Now throw it in the garbage. The Teretz is, Avada Lagabi the Din Sefer, you have to burn it. The Nervas, how much we look at the object as its Chashivas, the fact that it's Oymed Lisrif, it has the Chisroinus of Oymed Lisrif. It's like it was, right? Oh, so Koloroi Labila ain't Bila Makevas Bay is a different halacha. Koloroi Labila ain't Bila Makevas Bay means there's taka no mitzvah to mix a mincha. The mitzvah is that according to the Mandamu Koloroi Labila, which the Gemara is not maklid in that shaila, but that means that when the Torah said Belulah B'Shemen, the Torah didn't mean Belulah B'Shemen. The Torah meant, that's the Chazon Ish is. Chazon Ish says, the Torah never didn't say that it has to be Roy to have Kedushas Klisharas. You have to be Mekadosh to Klisharas. That's the Chazon Ish's Kasha. There is no Shaila whether Roy Lekadosh is enough. Avadin is it, then you have to be Mekadosh in the Klisharas. In fact, the Chazon Ish, so what is this whole... So in other words, there's really Chazon Ish, Stipler, and then the difficulty of the Gemara, of the Avir Shein Sefer Lenuach. That's why we have to break it up. Chazon Ish is asking, even if there would be some kind of halacha of Oymed Lizroik, Oymed, that's not enough to make a halacha, something which a requirement, a mitzvah, that you have to do, that's not enough. Like Yossi said, there are times where we say, the Torah doesn't mean Belulah B'Shemen. The Torah means a shear, 60, a ratio of 60. It's right to mix. That's what the term is. You don't have to mix it. But here there's no question. There's a mitzvah mekadesh b'kli. So clearly that's what the Torah meant. So where do we find that there's a mitzvah to be mekadesh b'kli, and we say now that's the Chazon Ish's kasha. Fine, that's one question. The Stipler is asking that why does Nag Gemara base it on Oymed Lizrik Azorik Domi? Meaning it should be totally in that tribe. Chazdish is saying that shaila wouldn't even help us here. Then we have another difficulty, which is that for some reason our Gemara is assuming that even if you hold Avashay and Seifel and Uach Kamunach Dami, doesn't mean that the Kedusha gets is over there in the air. It's only when it goes into this nothing Kli, which is not a Kli. What does that do for us? The fact that you have a Kli with a hole on the bottom. If there is this magic, Avashay and Seifel and Uach Kamunach Dami, and it has Kedusha already in the air, so you don't need a Kli b'chlal. You don't need even an illusion of a Kli. And if Avashay and Seifel and Uach is Lav Kamunach Dami, so then it doesn't help. So those are the big issues here in this. There's a lot of other issues, but those are the big issues here in this. Okay, so let's read to the bottom. Obviously, we're going to have to need another week to get clarity in the sugya. Let's at least get to the bottom so we'll be able to then... On my way to Nisua, I have a raya whether Avir She'ein, Lagabi Avir She'ein Seifel Anuach. Which is very strange because then he gives him an example of Avir She'ein Anuach. So he tells him, the halacha is that Mei Por Adumah, the Por Adumah gets its Kedusha only if it went straight from the Mayim, from the Mayim Chayim, from the spring, straight into the Kli, that you will Makadosh it. But if you filled up a bucket, not L'shem Kiddush Mechatas, and now you want to use that water for Mechatas, it's no good. So on that Hemshech, the Mishnah says here in Torah, that Chovish Emunachas Tachas Hazinik, if you have the Chovis, a barrel, that's standing under the water that's pouring out from this elevated mountain or whatever, where the spring water is coming down from. So Be'etzem, if the Chavis would have been put there, L'shem, Paraduma, no problem. But that Chavis was just there, sitting there. So now you can't take water from that Chavis and put it into another Kli to give it Kedusha. So Mayim, both the water Shebesoicha, the water that already made it into the chavis, and also shebechutzalapsulim, and the water even outside of it is possible. Meaning, now that barrel is sitting on the bottom of the mountain, and the spring water is coming into it, even if you would take another bucket, okay, and stick it in l'shem paradum and chop it before the water went to the bucket that was not l'shem paradum, it's still possible. Obviously, because we view the water in midway like it already landed. That's the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Sai the Mayim Shebeseicha, Psulan, Mayim Shebeseicha, both the water inside of it, Vishebechutzala Psulan. Tzirif Pielazinaik. But if the Kli was put by the Zinaik, meaning this is the Kli that was the problematically, the Kli that wasn't for Paradum. It wasn't on the bottom of the mountain, and the water was leaving the spring, going into the air. Rather, the Kli that you used that wasn't the Skadish or Mechados was put right under where the water is coming out, right? And now you took another Kli and chopped the water in, not in the air, while it was flowing. In the flow, before it went, the zenith is the actual pour, then it's better. Okay, there's no air in the middle. Okay, so now, mayim shebesecha psulim shebechutz lokshe. Only the water that already went into the kli is a problem. The other water is not. Anyway, this is a side halacha. This doesn't have to do with our shayla. We're bringing a raya from the beginning of the brisa, which says clearly that the water that's heading down in the air to land in the kli is like it landed. Says the Gemara, "Am I? Boy, minei avish ein seifel lenuach, v'kaposhet le avish a seifel lenuach. Our whole shaila is only where it was ein seifel lenuach, right? It's only where it was avish ein seifel lenuach, avish a seifel lenuach avade, right? Meaning here, the water was oimet to land in the chavos. Nothing happened to the chavis. The chavis is still available to catch the water. Right? So therefore, there's no dimyan. Yeah. So again, you have water coming out from the spring, flowing down. It's about to land in a chavis that was not l'shem chatas. Now you went to another kli and chap the water. So the halach is the water in that kli is possible. Because we look at it like the water already landed in the chavis. So the Gemara is saying the same thing over here. Says the Gemara, that's different. Over there it's avish yosef l'nuch. The chavis never broke. So the chavis never broke. Frekti yad ha-melech. What in the world is the Gemara talking about? What's the difference? What's the difference if after the blood came out of the neck, the floor of the kli broke, and therefore it wasn't oimed to go into the kli, or you took another kli and put it here. The moment you took another kli and put it here, now the water is not oimed. It's no different. Who cares if it went this way or this way? Either way, that water in the air is not any longer oimed to land. What? I'm talking about now. Well, I said now. That's not what happened. You kept that kli there. And the end, meaning, the end is that the water that left the mountain, if we're going to look at the Saif Pasuk, not what could have been originally, we look at the Saif Pasuk, it was Ein Saif Elanuch. It was Ein Saif Elanuch, not because the bottom broke, but because you took another kli and blocked it from going there. Why is that so much better? Oh, that's a whole different story. There, the way the Yad HaMelech understands is very simple. There's something called Lamafreya. Lamafreya means once something happens at the end, so we look retroactively because it happened from the beginning. L'chayra, the Gemara Shaila is that if the blood ended up in the Kli, then Avada, we look at it, Lamafreya was already in the Kli from the beginning. But if the blood didn't end up in the kli, that's the case of Ein Sofer L'Nuach, then we don't look at it like in the air because at that moment it was able to land in the kli. We only look at that moment if it ended up in the kli, then we look at it was in the kli from here. That's the Mashmois of the Gemara. The Mashmois of the Gemara is that we only... But if that's the case, then there's no difference if the kli broke before the water ended up going into this kli, or another thing was put in here, so that the water will never land in the kli. Either way, something happened after the water was in the air that stopped it from having that conclusion. So now we don't look at it like retroactively it landed. What's the difference if the obstacle of the conclusion is inherently in the kli that was sitting there? Well, the obstacle of the conclusion came because you took another kli and made a mechitza. Either way, you stopped it from landing.
And it's still possible.
So, L'chayr, why does the Gemara throw out the Raya? The Gemara says, hey, you have no Raya from there because it shouldn't be thrown out. That's another problem. Says the Gemara, Tati Kaboymini. Really? Rav Asi had two questions. One was Avi that's going to land, and one was Avi that's not going to land. So he brought him a Raya, at least Avi that was going to land. Intim some Avi Shetzefi L'Nuchlaf, come on, Achdomi. What about Avi Shosef and Nochmai? Those were the two questions. So he brought a Maraya to that. Rav Yosi Masna, Ocher, Rav Kana Masna, he says a different Shaila. Rav Asi was really Chavis Boy Minei. He came into the Beis Medrash not with a Zvachim Shaila. He actually came into the Beis Medrash with a Chavis Shaila. And he brought a Maraya from Zvachim. Uposhet Lei, Chavis Boy Minei, Uposhet le chavis, and Rabba Masti chavis boy mine uposhet le mizrak. He brought him a raya from the mizrak. Iatamoidim a mizrak sheyef shloy belezinik. Every time you makabel the blood, there's always going to be air space between the shechita and the kli. So how is it ever kosher? It must be kosher. Why it should never be called damapa? It must be because we look at it like it already landed. So that's what he was pushing. Yeah. So, according to this end piece, what the Gemara is saying is, the Shaila was Chavis. He never had a Shaila by Dam. By dam zecha, we look at it avish the soifel and uach kamunach dam. Because otherwise, every shechita would be possible. Every time the blood leaves the neck of the animal and goes into the ear, possible. And clearly, it's not possible. Right? So elamai, we look at it like it's kamunach dam. So from there is a raya to paradume. So he actually didn't come with paradume. He actually didn't bring a raya from paradume. He came with paradume and brought a raya from zvach. That's the gemara. This is also very strange, the whole thing, because we're starting out, especially the way Rashi is learning Lachaira, requiring that there's no airspace because then it's not called Amapar. Right? According to Rashi, why do you have to put the kli all the way up? Because if it's going to go into the air, it's going to be bust. Right? Now the Gemara is a Shiloh by Paraduma, brings a raya from Shechita, because obviously Shechita is a little bit lower. I mean, obviously it's a little lower. The whole Haskalah like Gemara was that no, you have to put the Mizrach right under the Varitin, so there's no airspace. Anyway, says the Gemara, Tanan Hossam, Nasan Yodei Ragloi Ala Yerokis, Kedei Sheyavu Mayim Lechovis. Just like you're not allowed to have a klibi mekabel the water before it goes into where it's going to be miskadish, you can't have a dover that's mekabel tumen. So if you put your hand or your foot or vegetables, anything that's mekabel tumen, kedei sheyavu mayim lechovis, psulim. Ali kanim vali egoizim, but leaves from reeds or nuts, ksheyin, because not mekabel tumen. Zeh haklal do mekabel tumen psulim, Shame kabel to mekshemin on him. How do we know that? Amar beichem mishum abesi barabe. Amar kach mayin ubor mikveh mayim yator. In order to make a mikveh tor, you need haviyosay al yedei taharate. Right? Has to come, meaning you can't bring water to a mikveh anywhere through something that's makabel to. That's the Gemara. Reb Chaim, the disciple here, brings on a fascinating thing. He brings on a kasha from Reb Chaim. The Reb Chaim Brisk questioned, how is every mikvah kosher? The Gemara is saying the water can't be gathered through something that could be makabel tumah. Every mikvah could be makabel tumah snagoyim. It's made out of stone. Stone is makabel tumah snagoyim. So every mikvah should be possible. You're telling me there's a new condition that not only that it can't go into a kli. Because that, you could say, very simple, the way the mikveh is built, it's not a kli. You build it in the ground, it's not a kli. Fine. That's the whole problem if you make a kli before and put it in. But if you build it in the ground, never became a kli. Zok the stipler, that Reb Chaim asked the kasha, every mikveh should be posel. Because the mikveh is now mekabel tumas negoyim. It's made out of stone, it's roy to be mekabel tumas negoyim. And the amamela should be enough. So some say, well, maybe a nega is not called roi lekabel tumas negoyim. Meaning, this is an old shaila. How do you look at a nega? Do you look at a nega as tumah itself? Meaning, the home is not makabel tumah from the nega. It becomes a bais hamenuga. It's not that there's a nega on the wall, so now the house is makabel tumah from the nega. It's a bais hamenuga. Its essence is a nega. It's not makabel tumah. Its essence is a nega. So therefore, you can say a bias is not called makabel tumah. That's how someone... But the Reb Chaim knocked that off from the sugi and sukkah. Because the Gemara and sukkah says you can't use anitzei pishtun. You can't use flax, right? For schach. And the Rishonim say over there, why not? One of the reasons. Makabel tumah is negor. So you see that that's called... Tumas Nagam is called Makabal Tumma. So every mikveh should be posel of this cheshmi. But that's not the main point. It must be that the Avri Kli is Kikli Dami. Because otherwise, the water didn't go straight from his hands into the Kli. So here he's using it lakula, meaning he's saying like this. If you hold aver kli is not kli, so when the guy takes his hand and he puts it, here's the mechat that's coming, right? But the kli is over here. So he wants to get the water to go from here to here. So he puts his hand on a slant. The water rolls down his hand. goes into the kli. So bishloim, if you learn aver kli kli, so it comes out, it's as though his hand put the water into the kli. But if you learn aver kli is not kli, so his hand just went, the water ran along his hands, then it went into the avir, then it went into the kli. His hands were just an intermediary. That wouldn't be a problem. That's what Gemara says. Zoi say meres, from here you have a gaya, aver kli kli dam. He puts his hand right into the kli, so it's running straight. How can you say that? That's a foolish thing to say. It says, anyway, so this seems to be the conclusion of the Gemara, that aver kli is kekli domi. And the raya is, from the fact that we see that if you put your hand to have the water run along your hand to go into the kli, even though then it's going to drip down from your hand into the kli, we still view it as though it went in. Okay, I'm going to ask the Olam, because I want to finish the sugya next week, if you could, all these Rambams that we put in my Makamis, if you could look up, including the Lechem Mishnah, here, it's outlined in Halacha Tes, Perek Dalet, Maisa Kabbanos Halacha Tes, and also the Evin Ozel, which we'll try to get on, yes, I've told you to, the Evin Ozel B'Sa Zalman, on Perek Dalet, Halacha Tes. Kol Tov.
That when you're measuring a kli, if you're measuring water, it's different than when you're measuring, let's say, grains, because the grains go high. So really, in some respects, above the kli is really the airspace of the kli, because you could, when you're measuring grains, the grains are going above the kli.